Good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is District 57 Board of Education regular meeting for March 15th, 2018. Virginia, would you take the roll, please?
Member Chung?
Here.
Member Compasto?
Here.
Vice President Kobus? Member Kowalczyk?
Here.
Member May?
Here.
Member McCluskey? President Sonnenfeld?
Here. So our first agenda item is communications. We'll start with the Board of Education members. NSSCO, Dennis?
Joe, I attended the meeting on Wednesday, March 7th at the NSSCO Administration Building. The Shining Stars concentrated on a continuing theme, which is building a bridge for life planning for the students. Most of the students stay in the system till they're about their 20s, early 20s. And there was a discussion and examples of the transition from the education life of the students to the working life of the students, and showing how the students can transition into various jobs throughout the community. There was also a update regarding the assistant principal at Kirk School. Assistant principal was hired. His name is Eric Brecky. There was a update from the finance committee regarding the proposed budget. And it looks like from a staffing standpoint, the overall staffing for the whole system will decrease by about 1.4 FTE. There'll be a slight increase in the purchasing services staff of 3.9 and a decrease in the direct billing aides staff by about 11. That's about it.
Okay, thank you. Ed Foundation, Vicki?
Yes. So their last meeting was also on March 7th at Westbrook. So as you probably all know, their luau was a big success. Thank you so much. I saw many of you there, so thank you for coming. They do have a preliminary number in terms of the amount that they raised, but they're still waiting for a few, expenses to come in and checks to be paid out. So I'll let them make their big announcement soon. Their spring grant cycle is now underway. So as of last week, their revised grant application and rubric were posted on their website, and then information about the grants was included in all of the schools' newsletters last week. And the application deadline is Friday, April 6th. They have a few dine-in chairs coming up. Lou Malnati's on April 9th, Portillo's in May, and then possibly Oberweis on the last day of school. But more information will be sent out about those events. Their next meeting is Wednesday, April 18th, 7 o'clock at Westbrook. And at that meeting, the foundation board will decide and formally vote on the proposals that they've received for this grant cycle. And also, if anyone either here tonight or listening online is interested in joining the foundation, they invite everyone to attend either their April meeting or their May meeting to kind of check them out and visit.
Okay, great, thank you. Do we have any PTO reports tonight?
No, not for me. I'll be attending next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So Westbrook PTO, their last meeting was Wednesday, February 21st at Westbrook. It was at noon, so during the workday. In-person enrollment for kindergarten registration took place last month, and everything went very well. So as of that February PTO meeting, about 170 students had completed the online pre-registration, and about 130 students did the in-person registration. Registration for Circle of Friends also took place last month, and everything went well. And also in February, the Westbrook staff spent an afternoon learning about and discussing best practices in writing. And Dr. Gore mentioned that not only did the staff share ways about how they could be excellent teachers of writing, but they also shared their experiences as students learning about writing. So I thought that was great that they kind of incorporated both perspectives. And lastly, the outgoing first graders will be visiting either Lions Park or Fairview on Wednesday, April 25th to check out their future school and meet some of the current students. So everyone was saying it's a real highlight for these first graders because they get a sense of what's waiting for them in the fall, but also it's really good for the current second graders who are now kind of the experts at, you know, their respective schools, and so they can see how far they've come. So it's just great for everyone. And their next meeting is Wednesday, March 21st, 7 o'clock at Westbrook.
Great.
Just one comment on those potential preliminary numbers for kindergarten enrollment. Those are right on target with what our typical enrollment numbers are. So okay, we're not looking at any kind of spikes.
Yeah, good.
If any other?
Joe, just wanted to mention that the NSSEO is going to sponsor a legislative roundtable with various legislators. It's going to be on Thursday, March 22nd from 10 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock noon at the NSSEO boardroom at 799 West Kensington in Mount Prospect. It's the administration building. And the topic's going to be the legislators are going to engage and discuss the needs of students with disabilities and their families as they enter adulthood. It's that transition concept again. And scheduled to be at the roundtable are Senator Laura Murphy, State Representative Michelle Mooseman, State Representative Thomas Morrison, State Representative Jonathan Carroll, Senator Julie Morrison, State Representative Laura Fine, and State Representative Lou Lang.
Great.
Thank you, Dennis. I will be in attendance at that meeting, and I have two administrators going with me.
If anybody does want to attend, it's the event, you have to register and you have to call Linda Main at 847-463-8104.
Could you, I think I will probably attend that as well.
Sure,
could
we can send you a link.
Okay, great, thanks. Can I keep this?
Yeah. All
right. Okay, great, thanks. Any other PTO reports? Okay. For the board president's report, I just want to debrief the last, you know, we did two additional community forums on March 1st and March 5th. Both were fairly well attended. A lot of community members came. They had a lot of questions. So I think they were worthwhile to do those, you know, to provide that information to the community concerning the district's financial situation before they go to the polls and make their decision on the future of the district. The other thing I want to mention is March 21st is the IASB. It's a regional dinner. Where is that? Do you remember the
it's
location?
Conant High School.
Conant High School. So if anybody wants to attend that, you know, be sure to let Virginia know. That's coming up a week from yesterday. Yeah. Okay, good. This point is the first opportunity for community comments. So if anybody would want to address the board, you could just come to the microphone. I just want to remind you that this is not a question and answer period. Since we don't know what your question would be, we may not have all the complete information that you might require, but we could certainly get back to you at some point with answers to your question. But this is really a comment time for you to share your ideas with the board, and we will listen. So just let us know your name and address and come and step up to the microphone. What street you live on, if you live in the district?
Sure. Properly, they must be co-located with a zero wait time. Any
Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay, then we'll move on. The next item is the superintendent's report. Dr. Allmiller.
Yes, two brief items. One, I have a FOIA to report. We received a request on February 20th from Kaylin Rhodes of 3 Point Consulting. She requested the 2017-18 teacher salary schedule for District 57. We responded on February 20th and referred her to the district website for the requested salary schedule. And the only other thing was in the board packet was a memo from Cassie Black, our assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction, on professional development. If there were any questions about that, we could take those at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. So we'll move on then to the consent agenda. There's a number of items on the consent agenda. I'm going to pull the minutes for the February 15th meetings, since I was not in attendance. And I think everyone else was, right? So we have 4 votes. Okay. Then would someone like to make a motion? Or would anyone like to pull any other items from the consent agenda? Who reviewed the financial reports? Was that Jerry?
It was Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah, he did send a message saying that he reviewed them and everything was in order. So, any other items? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve minutes from the February 15th board meeting.
Second.
Oh, you have to. No, you can do that first, but just be sure to mention open and closed sessions.
Motion to approve minutes from the February 15th open and closed school board meetings.
Second.
Member Chung?
Yes.
Member Compasto?
Yes.
Member Kowalczyk?
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
President Sannikov?
Abstain. And then for the remaining items, a motion?
Motion to approve consent agenda item number 2, personnel transactions, approve the non-renewal of 2 administrative contracts, approve the return from leave of absence of 1 certified employee, accept the resignations of 10 certified employees, and accept the resignation of 1 ESP employee. Number 3, financial reports from February 2018. Number 4, accounts payable bills. And number 5, approve the revised 2017-2018 school calendar.
Second.
Yes.
Member Kowalczyk?
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
Member Chung?
Yes.
President Sannikov?
Yes. And the next item is unfinished business. So this is a second read of a number of Board of Education policies. Most of these were updated from the press packet and just to align with changes in legislation and so forth. So we saw these at the last meeting. Are there any questions or discussion on these policies? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion.
Go for it, Eileen.
Motion to approve 6:20 school year calendar and day, 6:50 for school wellness, 6:60 curriculum content, 6:140 education of homeless children, 6:150 home and hospital instruction, 6:280 grading and promotion, 6:340 student testing and assessment program, 7:10 education, equal educational opportunities, 7:15 student and family privacy rights, 7:20 harassment of students prohibited, 7:70 attendance and truancy, 7:150 agency and policy interviews, 7:180 prevention of the and response to bullying, intimidation, and harassment, 7:190 student behavior, 7:250 student support services, 7:260 exemption for physical education, 7:270, administering medicines to students. 7:275, orders to forego life-sustaining treatment. 7:305, student athlete concussions and head injuries. 7:340, student records. With the exception of 7:270, administering medicines to students.
All right, so I think we can table that since we're going to be dealing with that later in this meeting. Does she have to restate her motion?
So moved, excluding.
I did. With the exception of.
Okay, all right, very good.
Of 7:270, administering medicine to students.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Second.
Mm-hmm.
Walchuk.
Yes.
Member May?
Yes.
Member Chung?
Yes.
Member Compastor?
Yes.
President
Sonnenfeld? Yes. And at this time is our second opportunity for community comments. So would anybody like to address the board right now? Okay. We have no new business. We have no items for board discussion. But we do have need for closed session for both the placement of individual students in special education programs and other matters relating to individual students, and the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees. Board action may or may not take place following this closed session. Can I have a motion to enter into closed session?
Motion to enter into closed session.
Second.
Yes.
Member Chung?
Yes.
Member Compasso?
Yes.
Member Kowalczyk?
Yes.
President Sonnenfeld?
Yes. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for coming. That was